Good morning, and welcome to Blinn College. I'm Sylvia McMullen, president of the Brazos County campuses of Blinn College. This is an exciting day for Blinn. I've lived in Bryan College Station for 39 years, and in that time there's been incredible growth and change. That's due in large part to the amazing network of partnerships throughout the area. In this community, Blinn has the opportunity to partner not only with Texas A&M, which we consider a great privilege, but also with our local city and county governments, the Research Valley Partnership, our local workforce commission, and numerous other organizations. Each of these organizations helps not only strengthen Blinn College, but it makes for a great place to live, learn, and work. That makes Bryan College Station unique nationwide. At this time, I would like to introduce our Board of Trustees, Mr. Richard Powell, Ms. Teddy Bame, Mr. David Summer.
Good morning.
Our Chair, Mr. Douglas Bohart.
Good morning.
Mr. Leon Tobin.
How do you do?
Ms. Carolyn Miller. Thank you very much. In the spirit of a partnership, I'd like to take this opportunity to recognize many of our community partners who are here with us today, representatives from our federal, state, and local officials. I'd like to recognize Julie Porter, who is with State Representative John Rainey's office. Thank you, Julie. We know this is a busy time for state and federal level, so I appreciate your being here with us today. I'd also like to recognize our local elected officials from the City of Bryan, College Station, and Brazos County. I'd ask that you stand and be recognized for your support, and thank you for attending. Mayor? Mayor Jason Bianski. Thank you. It goes without saying that we want to welcome our friends from Texas A&M and from those from the Blinn College Brazos County Advisory Board, our local school districts, and our Blinn Executive Council. Thank you for your support. Blinn College has a proud partnership with Brazos County and the City of Bryan. In 1970, much of this is what Mr. Tobin has already said. In 1970, after Allen Academy closed its junior college division, President Walter Schwartz of Blinn met with General Earl Rutter, president of Texas A&M, and the superintendents of Bryan and College Station ISDs. General Rutter's only stipulation about Blinn having classes was that it maintain its open enrollment policy and remain a place where everyone had access to higher education. What a great start. In 1972, Blinn began offering day classes at the Kraft Building in downtown Bryan, and 10 years later, we moved into the Woodstone Shopping Center in College Station. By 1989, Blinn had moved to the Townshire Shopping Center to accommodate its enrollment growth. I think there are some of you in the audience that probably remember those moves. In 1997, our growing enrollment once again prompted a move to this property, where we have since added two more buildings, purchased the Schulman Theater, and the College Park Center. We expanded our growth and workforce sites in Bryan and College Station and moved our allied health programs into the beautiful state-of-the-art facility at the Health Science Center. Today, we set the bar very high for a milestone that takes another historic step in our commitment to serving Brazos County. At this time, it gives me great pleasure to introduce Douglas Bohart, president of the Blinn College Board of Trustees. Mr. Bohart.
Thank you, Dr. McMullen. I'd like to start out by saying that our interim president, Dr. Anna Chu Guzman, is unable to be with us today because she's in the state of Arizona, I believe, attending a conference for the benefit of Blinn College. I'm going to start out by saying it was in 1970 when Blinn College first began offering classes in the Brazos Valley. Ironically, that was the same year I chose to transfer from Blinn's Brenham campus to Texas A&M University and eventually earned my degree in finance. So here I am today, some 45 years later, standing before you to announce that due to the success of Blinn College in the Brazos County area, it is time, and to some, as we have heard recently, probably past time, for Blinn College to establish an additional footprint to provide us for its continuing growth and success. The Blinn College board and staff have worked tirelessly over the past 2 years at least to find what we consider to be the best location for that new footprint. and the creation of a second Blinn College campus. While there were many considerations that were discussed in seeking a second campus location in Brazos County, it was extremely important to Blinn College that the location of this second campus do three things. First, provide a safe and convenient location for our students. Second, to provide space for additional growth and expansion. And third, to be able to serve as a centerpiece to spur future community development while at the same time being respectful of our neighbors. At this time, I would like for Joan and John Krog to go and stand by the covered renderings that we have there. And I thank them for being here today. You will hear more about the family that these individuals are representing a little later. But, ladies and gentlemen, the Board of Trustees of Blinn College, on behalf of its administration, its faculty, staff, and student body, are extremely pleased and proud to announce that Blinn College has negotiated the purchase of approximately 94 acres of land located at 3781 Leonard Road in Bryan, Brazos County, Texas. Joan and John, will you please honor us by unveiling the renderings beside you? Let's give this family a round of applause. They haven't seen these, so I'm going to give them an opportunity to take a view of that. On this very property, Blinn College will immediately begin to develop a second campus to serve the needs of the Brazos Valley. Located at the southwest corner of FM 2818 and Leonard Road, this space will, number one, provide students, faculty, and staff access to the property via both State Highway 47 feeding into Leonard Road, or State Highway 21 and FM 60, both feeding into FM 2818, thereby minimizing traffic congestion on city streets. Number two, it will provide opportunities for future development and expansion. You see a lot of vacant land over there on that rendering. It will serve as a centerpiece for future development in West Bryan while respecting the city's current infrastructure. As I mentioned, Blinn College will begin immediately to work closely with the City of Bryan and other partners to develop this property with a goal of hosting classes as early as the fall of 2017. I would like to thank everyone who assisted the Blinn Board's Property Committee, chaired by Trustee Tobin, in exploring its options and identifying the best property for Blinn College and its students. I also want to thank the County of Brazos, the cities of Bryan and College Station, the local school districts, the Texas A&M University system, and all businesses, organizations, and citizens in the Brazos Valley who have been an integral part of our success and history. At this time, it is an honor for me to present to you the Blinn College Student Government Association President, Oscar Reyes, for a few comments. Because, and I say because, in the end, it's all about student success.
Good morning, everyone. As Mr. Bohart said, my name is Oscar Reyes. I am from Honduras, and I serve as president in the Student Government Association. This is my fourth semester here at Blinn College, and it's been a great, great experience. I've been able to meet people from different parts of the world with different cultures, and this is an opportunity I would never have had back in Honduras. I've also had the opportunity to meet with Texas senators and House representatives, which was something I never even imagined I would get to do. By the end of my freshman year, with the help of friends and their support, I also got elected TJCSGA Region 4 President. And all these experiences have helped me grow as a person. And I have become more responsible and more mature. And for this, I am very, very thankful to my beloved Blinn College here in Bryan. Teachers here at Blinn are very good and very helpful. Even though some classes can be really tough, teachers are always there to help students learn the new material. The small class size gives us students a very great advantage because teachers have to keep track of less people, which allows them to have a better relationship with students. Me and my friends, we spent hours with our math and physics teachers, and I bet they probably got annoyed at us because we came to them so often. However, they were always very helpful. And then the population in this campus has grown and keeps growing every year. And when I heard that the campus would be expanded, I was very happy to hear that. And on behalf of all of the students, I would like to thank the Board of Trustees for investing in students like us. And the sad part about all of this is that I will most likely not be here to witness the changes. However, I hope that the students that come after me do enjoy all the changes and that they take advantage of all the resources that Blinn College provides for them. I hope to come back and see all the changes that take place here, changes that I firmly believe will help Blinn College and will most importantly help the students. Thank you very much.
At this time, we'd like to introduce Mayor Jason Byinski of the City of Bryan.
Thank you, Sylvia. Howdy.
Howdy.
My name is Jason Byinski. I'm the proud mayor of Bryan, and this is an exciting day in the City of Bryan, an exciting day for our community and for the Brazos Valley area here. First off, I'd like to thank the Blinn College Board of Trustees for your diligence in getting to this point. I know it's been a tough task. But the work is yet to begin. I mean, we've got a long way to move in moving forward here. Sylvia, I want to thank you and your staff at Blinn College for all that you do here in Bryan College Station for our students and for our faculty and staff and our community. I'd also like to thank my City of Bryan team in the back, our City Manager Keene Register, our City Secretary Marilyn Strada, and our Assistant City Manager Joey Dunn. Thank you and all of the City of Bryan staff for all that you will be doing in the upcoming months to get Blinn up and going as expeditiously as possible. But the City of Bryan has been the proud home of Blinn College since 1970. And we're very proud of our partnership back in 1997 that facilitated the construction of the current Blinn campus at 29th and Villa Maria. And as a proud Blinn College student, and I say that because not many on the city councils can say that. Dr. Pearson was one of my professors back in the day. I'd ask that you not talk about my grades, please, but with the media here. But I had the opportunity to have classes in the Craft Building and then was excited about the Townshire Shopping Center and have classes there and the Woodstone Shopping Center in College Station. So we were all over the place, and we've come a long way to the campus that we have here today in Bryan, and we're very excited about the new campus on the west side of town. Blinn's success and economic impact on the community are unparalleled in terms of community colleges across this great country. Blinn is a tremendous resource locally that provides training and education to our workforce. The location of the new campus on the west side of Bryan is an excellent location for the new Blinn campus. That location is conveniently located to FM 2018, Villa Maria, State Highway 47, Leonard Road, and State Highway 21, and Raymond Stoltzer Parkway. Of course, the new location is near the Bio Corridor, the new Health Science Center, and the Texas A&M University campus. There are very few single-family homes in close proximity, so there's a lot to be developed around the new campus. The city anticipates increased retail and residential development and activity on the west side with the advent of the new campus. The City of Bryan will coordinate with Blinn and other property owners to develop a master plan for the immediate surrounding area to ensure that the development is capable and conducive to an educational facility. The city will expedite the permitting process and work with Blinn to ensure that infrastructure availability is adequate for the first phase of the project. I would also like to acknowledge the foresight of our former city councils who had the vision to invest in the west side of Bryan, an investment that has paid off with unprecedented growth throughout the BioCorridor, the Health Science Center, Traditions, the Atlas Master Plan development, and numerous other residential developments, the new Walmart Shopping Center, improved and expanded infrastructure, and now the new Blinn campus. The future home to 10 to 15,000 students will not only ensure the success of Blinn College in the future, but will also facilitate with Bryan the opportunity for those students to shop, live, and otherwise invest in our local economy. Again, Blinn is the home here in Bryan, and we're very proud at the City of Bryan to have two Blinn College campuses and are proud of our long-standing partnership with Blinn College. We have a new catchphrase in the City of Bryan that we just unveiled here this past year, and it says that everything is better in Bryan. And now we have a new phrase to add to that, that now Blinn is better in Bryan. And we've got some of our staffers here that after this press conference, we'd like for the Board of Trustees to hold that I am Bryan and Blinn is better in Bryan. But again, on behalf of the Bryan City Council, on behalf of the wonderful citizens of Bryan and College Station, we want to thank you and congratulate you on this monumental occasion here in the expansion of your new campus here in Bryan. And we'll work to ensure your success now and in the future. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you, Mayor Bianski. Thank you, Oscar, for those great words. It is all about student success. If you'd indulge me just a little bit, I'd like to give you a little information about the Konechny family that is represented here by Joan and John Krogh. As a son of immigrant parents, Johnny Frank Konechny understood the value of education as a step in achieving the American dream. He was born and raised in Bryan. After graduating from Bryan High School, he attended Texas A&M College on an athletic scholarship, playing football, basketball, and baseball. When he graduated from TAMC in 1929 with a degree in education, he became the first in his family to graduate from college. His journey took him several places across the state, several school districts, where he met Mary Frances Newton, and their journey with two children, Joan Konechny Krogh and Jerry Konechny, led them through other school districts around Texas with a final chapter beginning at Bryan ISD in 1949. Johnny and Mary made their home on this property on Leonard Road for 35 years. The property was purchased by his father in the 1930s, John J. Konechny. Johnny was a coach and a teacher at Lamar Junior High and Bryan High. He became principal of Anson Jones Junior High when it opened as the second junior high in Bryan ISD. Mary was secretary at Lamar for many years and went to Anson Jones with Johnny as his secretary. They retired in 1971. All of Johnny and Mary's descendants have attended college, earning numerous bachelor's degrees, two master's degrees, a law degree, a PhD, and an MD. 10 of those attended Texas-supported institutions. 2 began their college careers at Blinn College. They have a grandchild that went through the Blinn Team program. 3 are educators. Both Johnny and Mary had a deep appreciation for this area, a passion for education, and an understanding of the opportunities where education presents. These values continue with their children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. For that, we are very thankful. We would also like to thank our trustees for this huge step on behalf of the students of the Brazos County campuses. You have consistently been committed to finding the best long-term solution for Blinn College, and we thank you for that. From across the state, the students have come to Bryan College Station in record numbers to obtain skills and education that they need to succeed in the 21st century economy. With this property, we will be able to develop additional STEM offerings and expand our workforce, technical, research, and health-related education programs, as well as many of the other programs and courses we offer. I can't finish this without acknowledging the many outstanding faculty that have given countless hours to providing our students an excellent education. Thank you to our faculty. This campus expansion will produce skilled graduates who will strengthen the Texas economy. It will help us continue to provide a pipeline of talented, university-ready students. It is built upon the idea that the future of Texas resides in education and training, and that all students deserve a quality learning environment. Today, we're proud to announce the location of a campus that takes Blinn into the future and allows more students to discover all the opportunities a college education makes possible. Thank you for coming today and sharing this announcement.
I, too, would just like to conclude with my thanks for all of you being here. And on behalf of the Board of Trustees, I know they all share with me our excitement about the road that is the new road that's going to be paved in the west side of Bryan. So thank you for being here with us and sharing this eventful day with us.